Hello and very welcome to my Simply Patent podcast. My name is Friederike Stephan. I'm a German patent assessor and a European patent attorney, and it is my mission to make the complex world of patents understandable. I'm very happy that you're here today and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Before the episode starts, I want to inform you that this is the audio track from a YouTube video, which is available on my channel. You'll find the link to the channel in the show notes. I have started uploading videos since I want to show you some more information like little drawings or some text. Also, you will have subtitles available in English, German, and sometimes Spanish. So if you like, jump over to my channel and check it out. There will be more videos coming over time. And now enjoy this episode about the biggest misunderstanding in patent law. Very often I hear people say, "Oh great, we have a patent, so we are safe to produce our device." And in my head it goes, "Ouch." This is the biggest misunderstanding about patents. This sentence implies that patents are a right which give you the allowance to do something, in the sense that once you got a patent, you can produce the protected item or use the protected method. But this is wrong, and acting according to this thought can bring you a lot of problems. Let's talk about why. The patent is a right to prohibit others from producing the protected item or using the protected method. It is a right to exclude others. And I'm saying only producing here, but of course it is also not selling the item, not importing it, and not using it for commercial purposes. Okay, what does this mean? If you have protection with a patent on X, then you can prohibit another person to manufacture, sell, import, or use X. That's a very important basic which you need to understand about patents. Okay, now that I have a patent, can I produce the protected item myself? Well, that depends. It depends on if there are other patents which have a wider scope of protection. Let's make a quiz. And I'm making it really simple here so that you can understand the underlying principle. Paul has a patent on a car. John has a patent on a car with an antenna. Who is allowed to produce a car with an antenna? Maybe you can stop the video here and think about it for a minute. And maybe while you're thinking, you can subscribe to my channel to get all of my new videos. Ready? Okay, the answer is no one. Let's think this through. Paul cannot produce a car with an antenna because John has a patent on it. John cannot produce a car with an antenna because Paul has a patent on a car. It doesn't matter if this car has an antenna, a driver's seat, a steering wheel, or tires. It's a car and protected by Paul's patent. So what you always need to remember is that you are not per se allowed to produce the protected item. You will always need to check if there are other patents which might prohibit you from producing it. This checking is called a freedom to operate analysis. If you would like to get more information about patents, or you need someone to do this kind of analysis for you, then you can contact me. I'm very happy if this video was helpful for you. If this is the case, then you can give me a thumbs up. For now, I'm saying see you soon and bye-bye.